Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud tells us, Goy shenimsa omed betzad habor shel yayin, if a non-Jew, an idolater, is found standing by a vat of wine. Im yesh alav milveh aser, if he has a lien on this wine, meaning that if money is owed to him and this wine is the collateral for it, then the wine is prohibited because he considers it his. Ein lo alav milva, if he doesn't have a lien on this wine, mutter, then it is permitted because since he doesn't consider it his, there's no reason to assume that he would have taken a sample. Nafal labor va'ala, if an idolater fell into the vat and was brought up, umdado bekane, or if he measured it using a reed, hitziz es hatzira bekane, or if he used a reed to try and knock a wasp out of the wine, oshahaya mitapeach al pi chavis merutachas, or if he tried to flick the bubbles off of the surface of the wine, b'chol elu hayamaisa v'amru yimaker. Something similar to each of these scenarios happened, and the rabbi said that the wine should be sold. Now keep in mind that yayin nesech is prohibited even for benefit. So here, they kind of took a middle path. They said not to drink it, but they didn't prohibit it for benefit, and they said it could be sold. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon permitted the wine altogether. Natal es hechavis, uzraka bechamaso labor, if the idolater got angry and in his fit of pique picked up a barrel and threw it into the vat of wine, zehaya maisa v'hechshiru. This actually happened, and they permitted the wine altogether, because even though he caused the wine to move by throwing a barrel in it, he didn't touch it, and that's not part of the problem with the yayin nesech. Let's look at the Bartnuro. Yim yesh alav milva aser, if he's standing by the wine and he has a lien on it, he has a financial claim to it, then it's prohibited. Im yesh lo ahayayin milva, if he has a lien on the wines, sheze hayayin meshubad lo bechovo, that it's the collateral, it's the security given to him as payment for a debt if the owner doesn't come up with the money. Azhu kimimono v'nagabe liros hechu, then it's like his money and he can touch it to see how it is. So he's got a financial interest in how this wine is doing. Nafal, if an idolater fell into a vat of wine, Hanachri labor malayayin. So the idolater fell into a vat full of wine. Va'ala, and he was brought up, mace, dead. Afal gav denaga b'shasha nafal, even though he touched the wine when he fell into it, eno aser b'hana, the wine does not become prohibited for benefit. Hoev alon is kavin liga, because he didn't intend, obviously, to touch the wine. Ava'ala chai, but if he's brought up alive, baliyaso osro, he prohibits the wine when he's brought up, Mishum de modela vadazara al shenitzel, because he thanks his idol that he was saved. So he actually turns it into yayin nesech when he thanks the idol for saving him from the wine. Umdada bakana, if he measured it with a reed. Oshahaya hanachri modeid yein oshel yisrael bakana, if the idolater measured the Jew's wine using a reed like a yardstick. Vehitiz, if he used it to slap a wasp out of the wine. Or another scenario is that the idolater used this reed to flick a wasp out of the Jew's wine. But he didn't touch the wine with his hands. Hamrutachas, or if he wiped off the bubbles. So if the surface of the wine is covered in bubbles and he takes his hand and wipes the bubbles away, even though we touched the wine, this is not the way that libations were done. So the rabbi said the wine should be sold, meaning it shouldn't be drunk, but that they could still have benefit from selling it. Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Shimon permitted it. Vein halachik Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. And if he threw the barrel into the vat, zehaya maisa v'hekshiru, this actually happened and they permitted it. Af bishasiyah. In that case, they permitted it even for drinking. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamatahir yeno shel nachri. If a Jew is making kosher wine at the vineyard of a non-Jew, v'nos nabru shuso, and when he's done, he leaves it in the non-Jew's property. B'bayis hapasuach l'rishus harabim, in a house that's facing the public thoroughfare. Be'ir she'yesh ba goyim v'yisraelim. And it's a city that happens to have both Jews and non-Jews living in it. So basically, it's possible that passersby who are Jewish might see whether or not this idolater who owns the vineyard would touch the wine that's been left on his property. Mutter. So if it's possible that they could see and word would get back to the owner, it is permitted. Be'ir she'kulo goyim. But if the city is entirely non-Jewish, usser. Then the wine becomes prohibited. Ad she'yoshiv shomer, unless a watchman has been placed over it. Ve'ein ha'shomer tzarech li'yos yoshiv u'mashamer, and the watchman doesn't have to be there 24/7. He doesn't have to stay glued to the place. Af al pisha hu yotzei v'nichnas mutter, even though he comes and goes, it's still permitted. He has to potentially be there at any given time, but he doesn't have to be there all the time. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Kol rishus goyim achas hi, all non-Jewish domains are the same. And we'll see in the Bartanura what exactly that means. Hamatahir Yenu Shel Nachri. So he's making kosher wine in a non-Jewish vineyard. Yisrael Shadarach Anavim Shel Nachri Bekashrus. So the Jew is trading the grapes of the non-Jew in Kashrus. Kedela Machrul Yisrael, in order to sell it to Jews. Ve'eno Nosei Maus LeNachri, and he doesn't pay the non-Jew for this. Ad Shim Karenu LeAcharzman, until after he sells the wine sometime later. Vinosna Brashuso, and he leaves it in his domain, Shel Nachri. He leaves it in the non-Jewish vineyard owner's domain. Be'ir Sheyeshba Nachrim V'Yisraelim. So if it's in view of the public thoroughfare in a city that has both Jewish and non-Jewish residents, Mutter, it's permitted. Demirsas Nachri, Dilma Chazule Hanach Yisrael, D'Avri Brashus Arabim, U'mafsidena. So the non-Jew who owns the vineyard isn't going to touch the wine because he's concerned that a Jewish passerby will see him and word will get back and he will lose money because this wine will no longer be sellable to Jews, as was the intention of the one who made it. Vafilu ein mafteach lechosim shari. And even if it's not locked up with a lock and key, nevertheless it's permitted. Vahu she'ein lo milva al oso yayin. But that's only if he doesn't have a lien on that particular wine. Kegon shekasev lo his kabalti mimcha, such as if he writes him a receipt, I received money from you for this. Kedamrian lakaman, as we will see in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer kol rishus nachri achas hi. So Rabbi Shimon says that all non-Jewish domains are the same. What does this mean? Plug to the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'tanakama, the difference of opinion between Rabbi Shimon and the first speaker in our Mishnah. The Tanakama savar is that the first speaker holds, Kishaniach Yisrael Yayin Bershuso Shel Nachri Bal HaYayin, that when the Jew leaves the wine on the property of the non-Jew who owns the vineyard, Hu Deba'inan Shehe Habayas Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim V'Ir She Yisrael V'Nachrim Darim Ba. That's the case that requires us to have the wine visible to the public domain, and that both non-Jews and Jews live in the city. Aval b'rishus nachri acher, but in the domain of a different non-Jew, she'eno bal habayis, who doesn't own the vineyard where this wine was made, afilu be'ir she'en Yisrael darim bashari, even if it's a city that has no other Jews in it, it would be permitted, because he doesn't feel he has any claim on this wine, so he's not going to touch it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Kol rishus nachri achas hi. All non-Jewish domains are considered the same. V'ki hechi debrishus hanachri bal hayayin aser el be'ir she Yisrael v'nachrim darim ba v'habayis pesuach rishus harabim. He feels that just like if you leave the wine on the property of the vineyard owner, then you would still need it in view of the public thoroughfare and in a city that has both Jews and non-Jews. Hachinami brishus nachri acher. The same rule would apply in the domain of any other non-Jew, because all non-Jewish domains are the same. So therefore, tzarech ir she'yisrael v'nachrim darim ba, it would have to be a city that has both Jews and non-Jews in it. Ubayis pesuach l'rishus harabim, and it would have to be visible to the public thoroughfare. V'halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Ubizman shemafteach v'chosim b'yad Yisrael, and when the barrel of wine or the vat of wine is locked and the Jew has the key, bein brishus bal hayayin, bein brishus hanachri acher, mutter ledivrei hakol. Then whether it's on the vineyard owner's property or some other non-Jew's property, everyone agrees that that would render it permissible. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Hei.